Are you down with JPP?
That's what I want to know.
North Carolina lost to Miami at home last night, and the questions are starting to be asked. Are you concerned, the questions asked to North Carolina players and coaches, are you concerned with the possibility of missing out on the NCAA tournament? Armando Bacot, star center, said 100% concerned. They did not come back to play in the NIT. Jerry Palm, at JP Palm, get it, JPP? Never mind. CBSSports.com. He is our chief bracketologist on this program because Jerry is the best. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing very well. Should North Carolina be concerned?
Absolutely. They are now 0-9 against Quad 1 teams.
Yeah.
0-9. So the record for the worst record against Quad 1 to get an at-large bid was Oklahoma going 0-6 in 1998. We didn't call quadrants,
right,
those quadrants quadrants, but they were. We just didn't use the term. So that's a long time. 0-9 is not going to get it done. In fact, 1-9 probably isn't going to get it done either. So,
I want to dig a little deeper on that. Considering where North Carolina is in the bracket, and you had them, I'm assuming that this has, if it hasn't been updated
Monday.
Negatively, it's certainly
correct. Monday.
So your bracket before last night's game, you had North Carolina in Dayton in the first four. So
right.
Losing at home to Miami, I don't know if it does damage to that or not, but it can't help. So.
Yeah, they'd probably be out if I did a bracket today.
Okay. But my question is, for teams like that, is it Quad 1 or is it the combination of Quad 1 and Quad 2? Which, by the way, isn't much better because Carolina is 6-10, I believe, in those games. So that ain't better. But does it? Do we look at both of those or we only look at a Quad 1?
Yeah, I mean, no. Yes, you can look at both of those. But there's a reason why 0-9 has never been good enough.
Okay.
So it's funny because they actually had a Quad 1 win until last week when Ohio State finally lost enough games to drop out of Quad 1.
Yeah.
Because they've been tanking.
And
they've only got two games left that's currently qualify as Quad 1. Sunday's game with NC State on the road.
Right.
And Virginia.
Correct.
The week after.
Amazing.
The Duke game is not even a Quad 1 game.
That is true.
Duke.
That is true.
I mean, it could be by then, but, you know, it's just baffling. I mean, this team has proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that they can't really compete with NCAA tournament caliber teams. And that's a good way to get left out.
Look, everything you've said is absolutely true. I am curious, does the committee apply any context to this, or do they just completely look at the data? Because it's clear that part of the reason why the ACC has, if for home games only, for just looking at this in home games, has so few Quad 1 opportunities, because right now there's only one team in the top 30, I think, of the ACC. Actually, Miami might be in the top 30 now.
Yes, actually they are.
Okay.
Qualifies as a Quad 1 loss. They're number 30.
Right, they're 30. Virginia's solidly in the top 15 or 16 or whatever. I think they were 14 today. So with all of that, you know, you've got a team like Clemson that is outside the top 75. So, but you've got five teams that are so bad that it's dragging the power rankings of the rest of the league down with it. Does the committee look at it and apply some context? Like, NC State would have a better rating if they didn't get saddled with having to play Boston College twice, Notre Dame, Florida State, Georgia Tech. Because it's like you're playing teams in the Big Sky.
NC State would have a better rating if they played a better non-conference schedule. Their non-conference schedule is 245. That's at one.
Right. I used a bad example there. Would Duke have a bad? I should have used Duke.
Well, but Duke's in the tournament.
No, I understand that, but Duke right now is about a top 40 team.
Their seeding is going to largely depend on how they've done against better teams, you know, and did they take any stupid losses, which, you know, I don't think Duke has taken a lot of stupid losses.
No, but they don't have any bad losses.
Yeah, I mean, Clemson's the worst, and that's not bad.
And so, Clemson's halfway decent team.
Which is why Duke, by the way, is a top half of the bracket team. You know, they beat Xavier and Iowa outside the league. And those were neutral court games, and those are tournament teams. So, you know, Duke has done a little more, which is why they are where they are.
Right, but what I'm saying is Duke's power rating isn't very good. Their rating in the net.
Your power rating doesn't mean much when it comes to selection and seeding.
But the power rating matters when they group teams.
Sure.
So your power rating matters for quad one and quad two.
Sure. Yeah, but we talk about it that way, right? Like you and I are having a conversation. We'll summarize, North Carolina's resume by, quad one or whatever, quad two, and we'll talk about that. The committee is going through the details.
Okay.
How did you get to these games? And really, I think it's more important your record against teams in the field.
Right.
Or under consideration for the field is actually more important than any quadrant ranking. So, just as an example, let's see if I can find one. A quad two win against a team in the field is better than a Ohio State quad one win.
Yeah. So my question was, do they apply context? And the answer is yes, which is good.
Yes, they do. So, but they don't hyper focus on teams' rankings because it just doesn't mean that much.
Right.
Your opponent's rankings does matter more, and so there'll be some context there, but your own ranking doesn't really mean anything.
So, Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com, on Twitter at JP Palm CBS, chief bracketologist for me. Pitt is a team that not everybody was into a while back, and they have some very suspect losses on their resume, but they are also basically near the top of the ACC. Not that that really matters, I understand that, but it does. They have to beat some good teams in order to do that. They did not win all 10 games against the bottom five. Otherwise their ranking, all the other stuff would kind of be.
What are they, 11-3
against?
I haven't got it in front of me.
What, a Pitt? Yeah, I think 11-3. They're 8-5 against quad one and two. They have four quad one wins. So they have a fair amount, like they won in Chapel Hill. They have a fair amount of good wins on their resume.
They do.
And how long did it take you to come around to Pitt as an NCAA tournament team?
It's not that far back,
okay.
I don't think. It's been a few weeks. When they beat Miami.
Okay, yeah. And they came very close to beating, they kind of blew the game against Clemson when Clemson was still undefeated. Before I let you go, Jerry Palm.
So what's funny about Pitt, if I may?
Sure.
11-3 in the league. Two of those losses are home Clemson and home Florida State. That's quad three and quad four. A weird year,
right? Because it is a very strange year. Yeah, there's so many bad teams. Like Louisville is, I can't even imagine. I mean, they're 3-31 in. They should be playing in the, I don't know, again, the Big Sky. All right, final thing, real quick about NC State. The you feel good about their chances as long as they don't completely spill soup on their shirt.
Yeah, win these next four, no problem. They could lose to Carolina, maybe. But, Syracuse, Wake and Clemson at home, you got to win those games. And then they're fine.
So just don't screw it up, is what you're saying to NC State.
Yeah, don't screw it up.
All right, Jerry Palm, you're the best.
This is not how we normally converse about NC State, by the way.
It isn't. Look, I think they're very good, and I think they'll be fine. I really do. And I think they go to Syracuse and win a game that on paper will, in name, will seem a lot better than it actually is. Jerry Palm, you're the best, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
You got it. All right, Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com, chief bracketologist.